This week, my wife was online looking at all the things she had to do to renew her driver's license and get one of those smart driver's license for use at airport, federal buildings, and so forth. And she noticed that some people who were born in odd years, odd number years, only get a four-year driver's license. And if you were born in an even numbered year, you get to renew for 8 years. So we thought we'd ask the people who know why that is. And joining us now is DMV spokesperson Alex Smith. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Welcome to Reno's Morning News. So why is there that that discrepancy or difference between the odd-numbered years' birthdays and the even-numbered year birthdays?
So there's a pretty simple answer for that, and I am an odd-number birthday, so I can sympathize. I had to do the four-year. But we began a program in January of 2014 to switch everybody to an eight-year license. And so to reduce the fiscal impact on the agency, we rolled it out in this manner so that we wouldn't end up, you know, with this huge deficit or kind of balance the budget, so to speak. So we ended up, after January of 2018, everybody that comes in to renew with an odd number license will be able to get an 8 year. So this is the, like I said, it took about 4 years to roll this out, but we'll be ready to do 8 years starting in 2018.
Well, and we also noticed there's a minor difference between the cost of the eight and the cost of the four, with the four-year license being slightly more expensive if you break it down per year. Why is that?
I think it is, and it's like $2. Yeah, I mean, it's not very much.
Marginal.
Yeah, marginal. And looking in, when I asked about this, they said it was basically all these fees are laid out in NRS. And so when you look at it, it says like 50 cents for a four-year, a dollar for... So it's basically just due to we couldn't just double it. We had to go by what the statute says. So that's why you see that marginal difference.
All right. And then one more question. Does one reach an age where he or she is restricted to renewal for a certain number of years, or will you be able to renew for 8 years? I mean, if you're, you know, 89 years old, are they going to give you an 8 year driver's license?
No, at the age 65 is when you have to switch back to that 4 year license. So 65 is, if you're 64 and 350 days, you know, you're going to get an 8 year. But if you're over 65 when you renew, you need to get a 4 year.
So, and how soon before one's birthday or before one's license expires can you renew?
That I'm not sure. I mean, I think that any time within a reasonable period, although, of course, what happens is you pay early. I mean, essentially,
sure.
you've paid for a full 4 years. If you go in too early, you're going to end up with, you know, I guess, wasted money. But
on the other hand, if you're 64 in some days, you might like, want to go in there early and get the eight-year renewal, right?
I guess you could, although I shouldn't, you know.
Don't encourage that, yeah.
I don't encourage that,
okay.
No.
In the meantime, DMV has a great website for those who can do all sorts of things online, registration, in some case, license renewals, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We have a My DMV. You can sign up for an account. We also make appointments. A lot of people don't realize that. And I'll tell you, in Reno especially, you walk in, you see the line, it goes all through the lobby even to get into the line. People are so frustrated, but there is never anybody. There's a separate line just for appointments. You walk in, they pull you up to the desk first, and I tell you, it's always, you don't wait more than 10 minutes for an appointment.
Yeah, I think my wife was in and out of there in, gosh, 20 minutes or so. So
I know, and some people, you know, I don't know why they choose not to use appointments, but in Reno, we have some next-day appointments. It's not like you're waiting 3 months. So
not like trying to get an appointment with the doctor of DMV, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. That I'm still on a waiting list for some of those, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Alex, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Alex Smith from the DMV, and you can make an appointment at dmvnv.com, I believe.